Hi, I'm Deborah LaMotta, and this is Women Entrepreneurs Spotlight. I started this podcast because I believe that every woman entrepreneur has a story to tell, and by sharing that story, she could be helping the next woman entrepreneur looking for some guidance. So tune in, get comfortable, and enjoy the series. Hi, I'm Deborah LaMotta, and this is Women Entrepreneurs Spotlight. And today I have a very special guest, Kristen Lang of Kristen Lang Creative. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here today. So before we get started with the interview, I'd like to ask my guests two questions. If you could live or visit anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Oh, this one's easy for me. I've always wanted to go, well, to live or visit. What did you say?
Either one.
Some people
just like to visit.
Well, I'll say I'll visit these places first and then I'll decide if I want to live there. But Italy is high on my list.
Oh, nice.
And Ireland. Yeah, those are the places where my family and ancestors came from. So always wanted to go.
Oh, that is nice. And Ireland, of course, is on my list also. Kristen and I are related. She is my cousin. So we both are Irish. I don't have the Italian on my side.
Right.
But I got a few other things. Okay. So if you could give your 16-year-old self advice, what would you tell her?
I would tell her that I would really tell my younger self that it's okay to just keep being her and not worry about what other people think or, you know, the boxes our world sometimes tries to tell us that we're supposed to be in.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. No, I like that. So mentor, muse, and guide, helping women ignite the spark of their authentic desires to step more fully into their joy, fulfillment, and flow. And that is what comes up when we Google your website and go to your first page. So tell us about Kristen Lang and Kristen Lang Creative.
Well, Kristen Lang Creative really came about from sort of my ongoing journey of kind of where I have been flowing in my own life and the things I've been learning. And, you know, it came about as also having to reinvent myself a little bit from my prior business, having an injury and always having done hands-on work, working mostly with women. And this just feels like a natural flow into sort of the phase of life I am and what I want to be sharing and kind of, you know, partly my journey too, right?
Right, absolutely. So everything that you've done up to this point, you have drawn on for Creative Lang Creative. It's kind of created who you are at this point, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And I find that's typically in my business, I'm generally sharing from the place of all that I've learned and the wisdom I've, you know, garnered over the challenges I've kind of gone through and different stages and phases of my life too. It really does speak to coming from the place where I am right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to share with the listeners what you have done up until this point too, because you have had a very interesting background to get to where you are.
Yeah, well, I've always worked with people and I've basically been in business for myself for many, many years. I decided quite early on after, I really remember this clearly, after my first job when I got out of college. And I got my first job working in a business in a company, and I hated it. And I really actually, this 9-to-5 sitting at a desk was not for me. And it became very clear. And I had made a vow to myself actually during that early 20s time that I didn't want to do that, that I wanted to have freedom. And I remember I met a woman who so inspired me. She had just come out of massage school and she just seemed like she was glowing and she was loving her life and loving what she was doing. And I just remember looking at her saying, that's what I want.
You want that feeling. Exactly. Yeah. And when you have that feeling as you do now, that's the best feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? So my history has been mostly working hands-on, doing a lot of body work, massage, healing work with women. I've done a lot of work as a doula, and I helped women prenatal, postpartum for a while. And if, again, that was a stage where I was having my babies. And then I also focused for working in pelvic care and sexual health for women. So I worked with women with a lot of sexual trauma, and that was very fulfilling as well.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I think so many of us don't take that moment to really do that self-care either, or take the time out for ourselves. I mean, even myself at this stage of the game, you think after a while you would remember to take time out for yourself. I get to the point where I don't remember. I get to the stage where it's like, I am ready to crawl underneath the desk. Leave me alone and don't talk to me. So I think it's such a, you're in such a place to give those who want the help and seek the help, and the way that you do it. So tell me more about the creative side of Kristen Lang Creative.
Well, I mean, part of that comes through my process painting workshops that I teach, which is, it's really about helping people who maybe have never done art or think they aren't creative. I love especially working with people like that who think they can't or they aren't creative, because I know we're all creative.
Yes.
That part of it's really, it's more about the process of meeting yourself through creativity and all that comes up, and really exploring who you are and the challenges. We all face challenges when we do creative work, critic and all these things like, I can't do it, it's ugly. Right. We work with that process in our classes. And then I also just through one-on-one work, I also use a creative approach in helping people kind of overcome the challenge they have, whatever they might be stuck in their life. I know that, and from my own experience, it gets overwhelming. And sometimes we don't even know where to start. So we end up not starting at all.
Right. And I also think, I know for myself, like I sometimes can't even express how I'm feeling at that moment. And, when I see your paintings and think about the process, it's like, that is such an outlet, I'm sure, for so many women, because I know I'm not the only one that has that problem, of discussing that, I do have a problem, or how do I even discuss it with somebody else without feeling, and we all do this to ourselves, like, I'm the only one, they won't understand, I'm not quite sure how to tell somebody. But I think what you have created with the process painting is such a avenue for so many women to explore. So, I love the process. I can't wait to learn the process.
Yeah. Well, it's a really beautiful way of letting, like you were saying, sometimes we don't have the words, but there's a part in us that we, if we have the courage to try to allow to come forth, it speaks in images and feeling and in a different, it's like a different language
that
we can learn from. So, yeah.
Yeah. And so all the creativity and your hands-on and your life coaching, and what I have referred to as creative coaching also with you, you come from a long line of creative people. And like you said, for yourself, you've always been creative. And I see that you have taken all that and put it into such a powerful, place for women to come to feel safe and secure and to share what they want to share with you, which I think is awesome. Before we go any further, where can people find you? How can they get in contact with you?
Well, they can find me on social media, Facebook and Instagram, under Kristen Lang Creative. And they can also just go to my website, kristenlang.ca.
All right. So what steps did you take in the beginning to put together Kristen Lang Creative? It's a new business, so I'm thinking it has a different structure from what you've had before.
Yeah, it does. Really, I got help.
That's okay.
I recognized right away that I'm not somebody with a lot of business experience, like business skill.
Okay.
So right from the beginning, I knew that I had to reach out and get a little bit of support. So I got some business coaching, and I also just got some personal coaching to help me get clarity, you know, about what I really, what my vision was and where I wanted it to go. So kind of helped me take some of my ideas, which mm-hmm. are many, and try to actually solidify it down and ground it into something. And that was really helpful. And I have to say, getting some business mentoring has been really good for me.
That's a great idea, because I know that there's the business side of the mentoring. I didn't even think about the personal side of it. Like you said, we all have so many ideas running around in our heads, and to streamline it, solidify it, and put it down on paper, and having that extra bit of coaching is a great idea. And so when you were putting all that together, did you put together a business plan?
Yeah, I did. And that's been really, actually, it's been really fun. It's been fun for me to get organized. It's not something I did before with my business. Before I did build a website, but I really just relied a lot on word of mouth and my just networking in my community, since my practice was really in person then.
Right.
So I didn't do all of these things before, and I'm actually quite enjoying this business plan, and it's just really helping me focus on just taking one simple step at a time.
Right.
And accomplishing each task rather than looking at the big picture and getting overwhelmed and then exactly. not doing anything. Yeah. Right.
And it does get scary if you look at the big picture and you don't break it down. And as you had mentioned, where you are now from where you started with your other businesses, it is different. People mm-hmm. are looking more online. We are online. We are on social network. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We do still rely on personal referrals, but so much more now with the marketing. And so I know that you're on Facebook and on Instagram, as we all are. So we draw it from different avenues now instead of just the word of mouth, which is still the best marketing.
Yeah.
You know, in the long run, absolutely. So what have you learned about yourself through this new journey of yours?
Well, I'm learning that, well, a couple of things. I mean, I am learning that I would consider myself a pretty sensitive person mm-hmm. and somewhat introverted. I'm a kind of 50-50. I'm an extroverted introvert.
And do you know there's a word for that? Because that's when I am an ambivert. It is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I really relate to that. So
it runs in the family.
Yeah. Well, it makes it, you know, it makes it interesting when you're trying to be more public and putting yourself out there and the vulnerability of that. So I'm really learning about that. And I'm also learning that it is totally okay to just be me and do me the way I want to do it.
That's
you
awesome.
Know, that it's okay. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, all kidding aside, that's exactly how I am too. And for you to put yourself in that position and then knowing that, and I think that's the best part of it. We both recognize we are both an extrovert and an introvert, and to be able to really use those and put it together, I think is the best combination. So
yeah.
Kudos to you. So what has been the greatest strength that has helped you build your business?
I would say actually getting support has been a strength. I'm somebody who I would say typically reaching out for help has not been my strong suit. I'm one of these people that feel like I can do it all or I should do it all. I'm realizing that it's a strength to ask for help and get Absolutely. The support I need. Yeah, that's right. Been, I just feel better having, you know, a people that I know I can call on. And when I get stuck, you know, or in that place of overwhelm, or even not knowing what to do, there's other people out there who know exactly how to do it. So I don't have to sit here struggling. I mean, some right. people are really good at figuring things out. but I really like now to be able to lean on others when I need to.
Right. And I'm the same way. And the other women that I've spoken with too, I think we all find ourselves in a position where it's like, we should know the answer, or I can figure it out, or I don't want to bother somebody. And then finally we get to the stage, you know, for myself, it's like, I need help. Plain and simple. I still will push it a little bit. You know, doing these podcasts, I've had to learn all different types of new programs and what have you. And there have been days where I just, you know, throw the pen in and say, yep, okay, I need help. And it's a good thing. I think that's what we as women have to learn, that it is a good thing to be able to reach out to somebody. And in the end, you get the help that you need.
Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. I like to think of it as that, you know, it's like we're all in a network together, supporting each other that way then.
That's,
you know,
right. Absolutely. So, mm-hmm. Who's been your greatest supporter on this journey of yours?
Well, I'm going to have to say the truth is it's my mom. It really is. She's tried and true, always there to give me good advice and be just so positive no matter what I've been doing all my life. She's been that way. And I'm very blessed.
Yes, absolutely. And I can attest to that also, because, you know, we do exchange our emails along the way, and she's always, you're doing a great job. I love what you're doing. Keep it up. She's so good in that. Love her. let's see. So going back to the process painting, when you first started doing it, how did you feel? I mean, in that, were you doing it for yourself, or were you doing it at the point when you started? Because actually you started that process before you had Creative, Kristen Lane Creative, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So I started the process, or intuitive painting, you know, some people call it, probably about 7 or 8 years ago. And I mean, I had done one workshop actually many years ago, probably about 15 years ago. And that really planted a seed, because the first time I encountered that, it was really emotional for me. I actually started tearing up, and I couldn't figure out why, but it really was like I was coming home to a part of myself that I hadn't explored or something. And so about 7 years ago, I found somebody who was doing this work, and I took a workshop. And from that point on, I just committed to it like a practice. Right. And I painted every day for years, every week. I made a space for it, and it was kind of like my priority. So I've been, been really doing on that journey for a bit now.
So when you first started it, were you doing it for yourself? You weren't teaching at that point.
No, it was just for myself. And I just was loving it so much. And I really loved sharing what I was doing with other people, because I really love inspiring people and, you know, getting people to say like, hey, like, look at that. It's a little strange. I'm not sure what's going on, but it looks kind of fun. And, you know, look, I have no experience. I'm not a trained artist. I've never been formally trained in any way. So if I can do it, anybody can do it.
And I remember when you first posted one of your paintings on Facebook, and when I saw it, I was like, what you just said, wow, what is it? And the more time that I spent looking at it, and if you take that time, and I think it's true with any piece of art, if you take the time to look at it, don't be closed off to what you see right in front of you, but take that extra moment and just read into it and feel into it. And once I started doing that, because I was like, there's something there. I know there's something there. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't just put it online just because. And so when you talked about it and you look at it, and then it makes sense, and the depth in your paintings and the feelings that I personally were getting from the paintings were just like, wow, that's just, you know, I had never seen anything like that before as a process, or a healing process, or, you know, and I didn't know what you were doing with it, like I said in the beginning, but after a while, it's like, that makes sense. And coming full circle now, where you're using it in your creativity and your process, that just speaks volumes. I mean, there's just so much there in one process that I don't know if a lot of people are even aware of it. So I'm just excited and fascinated by it. Oh, just that, can you tell by that just one process?
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate that. And I think, I think people, the world's kind of ready and coming around now to realizing that there can be more to creativity than, you know, sort of like a standard, you know, pretty picture that we learn to paint that goes on the wall that exactly. we sell or something, that there's a deeper, more meaningful thing that is, it is healing. And, you know, with the world as broken as it is right now and challenging, I think tapping into these kinds of things are needed more and more for mental health and just for, just our own.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
fun and well-being, absolutely.
All of it.
I was talking to, I don't remember who I was talking to the other day, might have been my oldest daughter, might have been Sarah, about being in the position we are with COVID 2.5 years later. You know, we're not really depressed. We're not quite sure where we're at. We're kind of feeling something and it's languish. So we're in between this depression and this sadness. And I think the creativity and the process painting is such a great outlet for so many people for what we're all feeling. And we are all feeling something, and we're still not, you know, I think we're still in the process, and we will be in the process from healing from COVID, because so much has happened. And now we're going to go through more here, and I'm sure in the same in Canada. It's just a continual fallout from one little thing that has, you know, broken so many lives. So I love this idea, and I'm so happy that I'm able to share it with you through all this. And so I know you've always been, has that always been, and I think I probably can just answer the question, you have always been in tune or always intuitive with people, with women. And does that go way back to when you were very young, or when you were making that decision of which way you wanted to go with your career?
I think that's just wired into me really all my life. I've always been someone who, I call myself a deep diver. I've always, since I can remember, been more interested in the big picture, the mystery of life, you know, a very spiritual person. So, yes. You know, who are we? Always sinking the trying to get the answers and the truth about this world and this reality. And you know, I got very interested in dream work at a younger age, and dream work has been a big part of my process. And I also facilitated, I don't know if you knew this actually, but facilitated dream groups for a number of years. Oh, wow. And that really lends into all of that, right? Like looking at, it's like the process painting, trying to pull from our own spirit and subconscious the messages that we can. And so, yeah, I love that. It's just who I am.
I like that too. And we suppress a lot. I don't think people are aware that there is so much suppressed in our memory banks that we'll never even know what's back there. You know, it's just all really tucked very far behind. So I know with the painting, you do have a studio at home, you have your office at home, and you offer it there. Okay. Are you going to be offering it online as well?
Well, my office is at home, and the process painting workshops that I do in person, I do outside of my house. So I do rent a space, but hopefully by early fall, I will be setting up my online classes so that people can just join from anywhere.
And that's really fun. Nice. That will be nice. So, and along with the painting, you also have coaching sessions. I know on your website, somebody can go on and do there's three levels, correct?
Yeah. I mean, there's just different packages. So just really about how deeply people want to invest, if they're working on more short-term goals in a few sessions, or they want to kind of take a deeper dive that.
Nice. Yeah. All right. I like that. So what advice would you give the next woman entrepreneur starting their own journey?
It's kind of interesting because I do feel like it really is individual for each person, depending on the kind of business they have and the kind of person they have and how much business skills they already have. But I would say that no matter what everybody else in the outside world is telling you the way you should do it, that you can really do business your own way. And I think also what I would say is let your voice be heard in whatever way that is for you. I just feel like now is a time that we all have gifts to share. And now's the time for us to be stepping out, especially those of us who've been hiding and not stepping out into kind of this kind of venture, that now's the time that we're needed. So
great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, great. So wanted to tell everybody one more time where they can reach out to you and find you online.
Find me on Facebook and Instagram under Kristen Lang Creative, or go to my website, kristenlang.ca.
All right. Well, I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I wish you all the best. I look forward to seeing everything, just grow on your website and your business flourish absolutely every way that you want it to be. So, Kristen,
thank you so much, Deb.
You're welcome. I appreciate you. All right. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Woman Entrepreneur Spotlight. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. For updates on my next interview, follow me on Facebook at Woman Entrepreneur Spotlight. Until then, keep being awesome.